Indeed, for coming in this morning to tell us about it. That's the festival's director there, Dr. Ian Russell. So lots of good fiddling to be heard in Aberdeen from today.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. The Geordies were the original rappers.
Indeed.
Eminem,
who'd have thought
note.
It?
7:22, time for Thought for the Day. With us this morning, Alistair McIntosh, Quaker, author and fellow of the Centre of Human Ecology. Good morning to you.
Good morning, folks. And the future may lie in fiddle music, but yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Live Aid. Looking back, it felt like a leap not just in technology, but in human consciousness, lighting up the planet as a one-world village. It was actually Genesis that Live Aid set before us. I'm not meaning the performance on the day from Phil Collins. I'm thinking of the question implicitly raised from a much older set, the original Genesis 4 acid test question. Am I my brother's keeper? Millions gave their answer by sending money for Ethiopia. But charity without justice is hollow. To tackle poverty, we need both. This weekend, I'm speaking at the Justice and Peace Conference of the Catholic Church in England and Wales. It's on the theme of daily bread, and they're asking, what kinds of justice can end world hunger? It's the Genesis question again. What does it mean to be our brother's keeper? To me, figuring that one out is like listening to the lyrics from the namesake band. You have to go beyond the literal words and into the poetry, into the music and the metaphor. It's about more than just the story of Cain and Abel long ago. It's also about justice in our relationships as women and men this very day. And when it comes to food, right relationship with animals, and with the condition in which agriculture leaves the very soil that is the face of this earth. Such justice asks, what kind of politics would a world without hunger imply? And to drive such politics, what qualities of soul might we cultivate? What would it take to be able to see our daily bread as something sacred? These are the thoughts for the day, a full generation on, with which Live Aid leaves me.
Thank you very much indeed, Alistair. Alistair McIntosh there, the Quaker author and fellow of the Centre of Human Ecology, with this morning's Thought for the Day. It's 7:24.
Jeff Webster is back with the sport.
Well,